Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
So, we've got our first guest. Who have we got then?
We've got the lovely Tom from Tapnell Farm.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Now, Tapnell Farm, now that's relatively recent tourist attraction, if I can call it that. It's a bit, that's a bit demeaning, but it's more than that. But it's a relatively recent tourist site in the West Wight.
Yes, we are. We probably call ourselves a visitor destination.
But, that's a better
destination.
I like that.
For one
yes.
and all. We are relatively new to the world as in our current guise. Before we were a dairy farm and had been a dairy farm for forever, really.
Yes.
And previously to that, we actually had a little bit of history because we were the site for the original Isle of Wight Festival. So it's got a bit of history behind it.
Yes.
So more recently, from 2012, we started moving into the sort of tourism and visitor destination industry.
Yes, and you've got quite a lot of stuff up there now, haven't you?
It seems to have grown quicker than we could have ever imagined. So we started off with some safari tents. While we were still a dairy farm, people would come and stay, milk the cows, have a general back-to-basics farm experience. Mm-hmm. And from that, it's now grown into a sort of visitor destination where hoping to have up to, say, 100,000 people this year coming as residents of the island, tourist visitors, either staying on the site in our glamping accommodation or some of our pods, cabins, or coming just for a meal at the cow. We've got a great restaurant on which is open to everyone. You don't have to be coming as a day visitor. You can just come for a meal.
Hopefully not 100,000 all at once.
No. Well, that's the we're very lucky. We're a very large site and we have lots of different things going on at the same time, and you can dip into all or each bit individually. So whether you want to mountain board down the side of a hill, or you know, do some archery, or you come and stay for the night in the glamping tent, you can choose what you want, or just come and have a burger.
Yeah,
and or meet the wallabies.
Yes. There's some young children's attractions there as well, aren't there?
Yeah. So Tapnell Farm Park opened in 2 years ago, so we've been going for 2 years now, which is an amazing day out for all the family and adults. We were lucky enough to rehome a lot of the animals and keepers from Seaview Wildlife when that closed down.
The wallabies,
the meerkats, and the whole family.
You've got meerkats. I love meerkats.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You said the magic word now.
They're so funny to look at.
They are,
and then
brilliant.
They know they're funny to look at. That's the thing. I got distracted there by meerkats.
That's right. Come and see the meerkats. Yeah, they'll poke their head out from time to time.
Yeah.
So we're lucky. We've rehomed those animals and the amazing staff from there as well. And then from that, we've grown more of the activity side of things. Soft play, go-karts, straw play, adventure. And then we've got a really tasty on-site cafe as well.
Okay. Besides the cow?
Yeah, besides the cow. So within the Tapnell Farm Park, we've got a great cafe doing delicious coffees and all sorts.
You'll have to give it a whirl.
Well, certainly will.
Come on in.
Burgers are lovely.
The burgers are lovely and the cow. So the farm, I'll just get my head around this. You've got the Tapnell Farm, you can just drive up there and go and visit the cow or whatever you want to do. Is there admission to the farm park part?
Yeah, so the farm park is a paid entry and the price changes a little bit depending on whether it's school holidays or outside school holidays. So slightly cheaper in the school holidays, more targeting the local market, and then in the holidays we have it's slightly more for the tourists. So, but everybody's welcome every day of the year. We only close Christmas and Boxing Day.
Oh, you close Christmas Day?
I know.
That's ruined their Christmas.
I think that's appalling.
Yeah. So the wallabies can have their Christmas meal on their own in peace, you know.
Of course they can.
Yes.
Okay. That's excellent stuff. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about it after the break, but it is nice to have a decent new attraction in the West Wight, or destination in the West Wight, because we know this is a myth because we live in the West Wight, but people think, oh, there's nothing out there, is there? It's just the needles and that's it. But there's loads of stuff out there.
There's loads of stuff,
and now
yes.
you've got the Tapnell Farm and Tapnell Farm Park. That's just added to it, I think. So that's really good news.
I think so.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and always online, of course, vectisradio.com/listen. And we have Tom Honeyman-Brown in from, Tom Turney from Honeyman.
That's my brother-in-law. The other ones, we're two Toms, so we often get confused.
All right.
That's who we told was coming.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Right.
You're a substitute.
Right. Wow. Well, I don't mind. Tom's a Tom as well as I'm concerned. Yeah. That's fine. But what's more confusing is because we were just chatting about the things you do, you've got at least four websites. And so I'm going to give them all a mention now.
Good.
We've got Tapnell Farm itself, which has got a lovely aerial shot of the farm on it. We've got Tatnall Farm Park, which is the bit we were talking about that's for the younger children, and there's admission fee for that, and there's a lovely picture.
And they've got meerkats.
They've got meerkats. Yes. They've got meerkats and wallabies and lots of things for children to climb on and stuff.
But don't climb on the wallabies.
No, don't climb on the wallabies. And then there's Tatnall Manor, which is a lovely old building. And I'll let you a secret. Many years ago, I used to do mobile disco, and there was a wedding up there, and I provided the disco for it. I provided the equipment for the disco for it. They wanted to do their own thing. And then we've got East Afton Farmhouse. Now, East Afton Farmhouse is, of course, very, very associated with the original Isle of Wight festivals. And you've got something coming up there later in the year, haven't you?
We're hoping to do a series of three anniversary events, which I imagine Jonathan Bacon, who was on earlier, will tell you a lot more about in the coming weeks.
Yes.
But this year we're doing a small event just to celebrate the 68 one. So we've got a few of the acts coming who played in 68, and that will be held at the Cow. And tickets are nearly sold out.
But, wow, really? Already? Wow.
But it's and then we'll hopefully build for a slightly bigger one next year, and then a slightly bigger one the year after.
Wonderful.
And possibility of maybe ending with an exhibit to the festivals.
Oh, that's good, because they are an intrinsic part of the West Wight history.
They are.
Absolutely.
Let alone the Isle of Wight itself, but certainly very West Wight. We used to live in West Wight. We had some neighbours who came over for the festival. They just basically
they
stayed. Anyway, so we've got to go through some of the other things you can do up at Tatnall Farm.
It's a wedding venue, you say?
Yeah,
so
East Afton Farmhouse now is licensed for weddings.
Wow.
And we have a licensed bar there. So we do a few weddings there a year. It's also linked to the farmhouse, so we hope people stay in the farmhouse, have a week of it, and then culminate with a nice wedding at the end of the week.
So how many can you cater for a wedding?
Anywhere from sort of 80 up to potentially 200, but that would mean bringing in marquees and things like that.
Yes.
But 80 to 160 is ideal, really, for us.
Magic.
Within it, but you know, anything's possible.
And what a great place.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot.
But then you've got accommodation on site. You've got various types of accommodation we were going through.
Yeah, so it all started with Tom's Eco Lodge, which now has got a collection of a sort of eclectic mix of safari tents, pods, cabins, and the newest ones called Modulogs, which are sort of like hobbit homes sunken into the hillside.
Oh,
with
they're
amazing
actually
views.
Part buried, are they?
So when you're in the bedroom, you look out the back window, you're at sort of land level, grass level.
Oh wow!
But out the front, you're looking at amazing views over Tennyson and Freshwater Bay. So it's a beautiful spot, and they're all still have all the bark on the outside of the wood. So they very much look sort of rustic and natural in the surroundings. So
wow.
You hardly notice them unless you look very carefully.
Oh, so you could go and hide.
You can hide away, away.
That's part of the point. If you want to come on holiday and disconnect for a bit, why not do it that way?
Yeah, it's a place to escape and enjoy the natural qualities of life.
And there's some teepees out there as well, aren't there?
Yeah, at the moment we've got bell tents up, which we've been doing schools groups. So there's a program called the NCS, which is the National Citizen Service, and we've basically hosted them, and adventure activities have been running the program, whereby they've been taking kids each week. There's various, I should know more about it, but the various criteria, they're trying to challenge them, put them in new environments, reflect on it, kind of bring people together from different areas and different
excellent,
backgrounds. And they've done
stuff.
An amazing job, so well done to them for
magic,
that.
Magic, yeah.
Which has been great.
And from your own point of view, you're open 24 hours a day. You're open every day except Christmas Day and Boxing Day. But you were just confusing me because you said you were on the site 24/7 because you actually live there.
Because I live there, yeah, I live there. But don't turn up, please, at 2 a.m. unless.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. No.
Tom said we could come.
Yeah, I live there. My brother-in-law lives there. My sister lives there as well. And lots of the staff actually live there. It's an amazing place to be. So we're very lucky to live and work there.
So your pods and modulogs and tents, Are they self-catering, or do you feed people? Or?
It's self-catering, and then we have the cow restaurant on site and the cafe within the farm park, so they have food options. We do do hampers and things like that, but it is a self-catered accommodation unit.
Are there other facilities?
So some of them have hot tubs, either electrical or wood-burning hot tubs, which are pretty nice for sitting in the evening, enjoying a glass of something and watching the stars.
Yeah.
They all have, comfy beds and nice cookers, and they're mainly the view and the kind of atmosphere amongst the trees and the natural location is pretty
special.
That's
all you need, really.
And we've got chickens to help yourself to eggs in the morning.
Yeah. Right, of course, yes, I've forgotten that. You actually go and find your own eggs, can't you?
Yeah, and we've got a pizza oven, so people make their own pizzas and we light that up.
Wow,
so
fabulous.
It's a great spot. Lots to do.
Now, getting to your place, you've got several options. You can drive there. It's off the middle road, as everyone knows where the middle road is.
Yep, off the middle road.
You can get the number...
12, is it?
No, there is a bus. Either 12 or 28, I can't remember now. I'll check it out in a second. There is now a bus that goes there. Check the Southern Vectis website for details of times of that.
Is it just for the holidays?
At the moment, we're trialling it for the holidays, so we need everyone to jump on it and use it, and then hopefully we'll keep it going for as long as we can. It comes up four times a day, or maybe six times a day, sorry, I should know this, and it comes up and drops you off outside the farm park, so you can access any of the farm restaurants.
That's good.
And also, if you use a bus ticket at the moment, you do get slightly extended hours in the farm park, so it's an extra special incentive, because the last bus leaves at 5:30, so you get an extra half an hour in the farm park.
But of course, people who are looking at the sort of ecology side of things, they could walk or cycle to there quite easily.
Yeah,
specifically from Yarmouth, which is quite close.
We do. We have a very good connection to Yarmouth. We can come up from Broad Lane and then come on the bridle bus across, or you can walk via Yarmouth Freshwater, or go up via the Downs and across the bottom of the golf course. So we have improved the cycling and walking networks, and that's something we're looking to continue to do. So we're working with Rights of the Way at the moment.
That's good.
To improve that, we want everyone to be able to get up there as easily as possible. Biking and walking, especially when the weather's has been as good as it has this year, is the best way of doing it.
And I can vouch for the view, certainly on one side, because you're really at the top of a hill, aren't you? On one side of the hill, you get a view across the Downs towards the sea.
Yeah.
And the other side, you get a view across Yarmouth towards the Solent. It's really spectacular.
We're very lucky. We're almost, as you say, we're on top of a hill, so we get cows one direction. That's cows not mooing in the field, cows Isle of Wight. And then we get fresh water another direction. We can see Yarmouth. We can see as far as Bournemouth on a nice day, and then the Downs to the south. So we are very lucky.
It's lovely. So if you want to visit Tatnall Farm Park, you can go any time you like. The cow is open at prescribed times during generally the evening, isn't it?
It's every lunchtime. We're currently 7 days a week lunchtime, and we are open through the school holidays Thursday, Friday and Saturday evening as well. And on a Thursday we do a shindig where it's outside the farm park, so a little bit weather dependent, but we've been lucky so far, and we have magicians, barbecue on outside, games and live music from 5 till 9.
Lovely.
And you do meals for specific diets as well. I know you
do. The chefs have done an amazing job at really catering for all diets. So just let them know when you're there, and they will make sure that it's delicious no matter what you
want.
It's definitely delicious.
So if you Google Tatnall Farm, you'll find all the websites will pop up there. You can go see the lovely Tom and try one of the burgers, and or take your kids to the farm park part. And
Stay
in a module log.
Just stay there for the week.
If you're listening on the Big Island to the north of us, come over and have a look. It's fantastic. Yes. It really is.
Is there a minimum stay period? Can you stay for one night, or is it two nights?
Depending on the accommodation, it changes. But if you want to stay in a pod as a couple, you can do one night. Some of the larger accommodation units we do are two or three night minimum. But we're open, especially out of season. Just give us a call and we might be able to sort something.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. So thank you very much for coming in, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we will...
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.